Welcome along, folks, to the Michael Muto Show. Hope you're all doing well out there whenever you're listening to this. I'm feeling better. So I had a cold last few days. I was feeling a bit under the weather last week, but I'm feeling a lot better now. So I'm back with a new podcast. Hope you're all doing well out there. I have a few topics I want to talk about, a film I want to talk about, and a new podcast idea that I had. Maybe I might do a special episode. But, yeah. What's happened since I spoke to you last? There was a snowstorm in Ireland. So there was a load of snow all over the island of Ireland. And Elmo was attacked by Larry David. So, yeah. That happened since I spoke to you last, I believe. Yeah, what was I doing since I was unwell? I was watching a lot of YouTube. I'm watching things like Patrick H. Williams, which if you don't know is a brilliant YouTube channel where it's video essays on films. Really, really interesting stuff. The first one I saw was his video on the Muppets. Muppet movies. They're amazing because like they're great videos. Patrick H. Williams, the YouTube channel, they had a great team with him, and they make amazing, like really well thought out, really well done video essays. But also, they're really well shot. They look beautiful, like just gorgeous. Everything is gorgeous. Like, oh my god, you're shooting on location. What are you doing? What are you doing? My god. But those are brilliant. I was sharing that on one of my weekly lists. I think last week I shared that. What else have I been doing? Was this a lot of music? We'll talk about that a little bit later on. I got some bands I want to recommend to you. And what else? Oh, I saw a film. Yes, I've seen a film. The film is Blackberry. Yeah, wasn't too sure what I was going to think about this film. Really didn't know, but I came away really liking it. I thought it was really brilliant. I really enjoyed it. And all that. I didn't really know much about BlackBerry. I mean, you knew of the phones, of course. But I never used a BlackBerry. Never had a BlackBerry. But, yeah, it's about the rise and eventual fall of the company, BlackBerry. Really interesting. No, actually, in fairness. Yeah. Those kinds of films, they can be really hit or miss. Do you know what I mean? They can be very, very hit or miss. But I think they did a brilliant job in just translating that story to the big screen. I thought it was originally a mini series, I think, as well too. I think it was a mini series for Canadian television, and they edited it together then to be a film. I think it was like at the same time, which I believe is how they did The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The original Swedish version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was originally a mini series, and then they edited it together to be a film. And the trip as well, of course. The Trip, yes, folks in America, The Trip over in England, and where we could see here in the Republic of Ireland as well too, it was a TV series. Yeah, I was amazed to hear that it was a film over in the States, but they're big films in the States. But yeah, so there we go. We were always talking about, you know, the how television is cinematic. Well, I guess there we go. That's the proof there, you know. You can edit some mini-series and bring it together to be a film, you know. So it's interesting. But there we go. So I saw the film Blackberry. I really recommend it. If you don't know the story of the Blackberry phones, Blackberry was kind of, I think it was the first smartphone, you know. They were kind of a, as they say in the film, they were kind of a high status kind of a thing. To have a BlackBerry phone was like, oh, you're very swish, you know. To have a BlackBerry phone. And then the iPhone came out, and the BlackBerry phone was all about the keypad and stuff like that. And then the iPhone came out and just did away with it, you know. But yeah, interesting. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff, as I say. But yeah. So that's what I was watching Patrick H. Williams YouTube videos and watching the film Blackberry. What else was I doing then as well? Because I was listening to music. Do you know what I got myself listening to, actually? was a compilation of music from the TV show Miami Vice. Bet you didn't think I was going to say that. The reason I was watching that is because I was watching a Patrick H. Williams video about, in the middle of something else, he was talking about the Michael Mann directed Miami Vice film. And that got me thinking back to that TV series of Miami Vice, of course, which I've seen an episode or two arise. I remember thinking, this is a cool show. This is a cool show. You know what I mean? You know, some things you kind of go, well, that's just cool. You know? But yeah, so that's what I was doing while I wasn't recording episodes of this podcast. Other music I was listening to was Beach House with their song Space Dog. Really like that. I heard that song on a couple of those kind of short videos, you know, like on Instagram and YouTube and other places, and TikTok, I guess, as well, too. And I finally found the song, and I was like, oh, this is it, this is the song. And really loved that one. The other artist I was listening to as well, too, was, I believe it's pronounced Moana Day. Might be wrong in saying that, Moana Day. Apologies if I'm mispronouncing it. Please, listeners, if you know better, please do let me know the correct pronunciation, if it's Moana Day, or if it pronounced something else. Maybe I might be completely mangling it completely. Corrections will be added in the next episode. But I love their music. In and Out is a song in particular that I was drawn to, and I was sharing that on a shout out as well to very kind of bass driven music. Love it. I love a lot of bass. I love some bass in my music, you know, a nice funky bass. Very, very, yeah, that'll get me going. You know, that'll get me on the dance floor. A lot of bass. So, like Primus, kind of stuff like that, you know. Yeah, but, and her music as well too, of course. But, yeah, that was a really good, really liked our music. Moana Day, I believe is how you pronounce the name, as I say. High on Fire, another band as well too, is this their music. Just looking back at some shout-outs there. High on Fire, a brilliant metal band. They've got an album coming out. Very, very looking forward to that one. I love High on Fire. Skinner, who's been on this podcast, Skinner directed a music video for them. So it's a lot of my favourite stuff coming together with that band there. So yeah, High on Fire, a new album coming out. Kim Jordan. I think I mentioned Kim Jordan's album. I haven't listened to Kim Jordan's album yet, but really looking forward to listening to that. MGMT. Yeah, they've got a new album out, and I haven't listened to them either yet. I need to get my act together. I need to get going. I need to get listen to music. You know, I need to, you know, listen to a full album, you know. I don't know why. I just, you know, with this thing and the other thing and being sick and stuff like that, I should have just popped on some music, cheer myself up a bit. Don't know what's going on with me. Do you know what it is, though? Do you know when you're kind of sick and you're just like, I just want to have one kind of media, you know? So maybe you watch a whole series of a TV show, or you watch a whole, like, YouTube channel or something, you know? Just get into kind of a funk, as they say, or a groove or whatever, with that type of media. And that's what I was doing. So I think I was watching a lot of Patrick H. Williams videos over the last 2 weeks. Which, as I say, I really recommend them. I think they're really, really good. It's really brilliant. And of course, it is the Oscars this weekend. I was tempted, right, to give you my thoughts on the films I think should win in each category or whatever. But then I was like, one, there's too many categories. And two, I don't think I've seen half the films. I didn't get a chance to see them. I've seen a good bit of them, of course. Saw Barbie and Oppenheimer. And one I wanted to see is The Holdovers. That looks really good. Really like the look of that film. It's a Christmas film released in February, though. Don't understand that, but it looks great. It looks fantastic. It looks fabulous. Look forward to seeing that. Another film I really want to see, though, I really, really, really mad to see, is Dune Part 2. Oh my god, that looks amazing. Love the first one a lot. I'm really wanting to see Dune Part 2 in the cinema. Hope I get to see that in the cinema. But now, instead of doing my picks for what the films I would pick it to win, whichever the categories. I thought, no. What if I give you my favorite films of the past year? Maybe films that were released the year before, but they're films that I saw in the past year. So these are a very mixed bag. These are going to be all different. But off the top of my head, here are some of my favorite films that I saw in the past 12 months. One is Confess Fletch. Love that film. Thought John Hamm was excellent in that role. I thought it was a very witty script, very funny. The humor is different, of course, to the Chevy Chase Fletch films. I thought the it was a great mystery at the core of it. I thought it was just a really, really great ending. The ending was so perfect. I was like, this is excellent. But really loved that one. I really, really, really would love to see they made more. But again, it's a great film on its own. So if they don't, it sucks. But it's fine because the first one was so good. And it's John Hamm. You know, have you ever seen him bad in anything? Have you ever seen him bad in anything? No. So charming. He just brings charm and it's just always great. Always so brilliant. He's so good at comedy too. He does more comedies. But of course, he was best known for being a Madden. But still. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, is keeping it with kind of a murder mystery kind of vibe here, is Glass Onion. Love Glass Onion. Love Knives Out. Love Glass Onion. Benoit Blanc. Cannot wait to see more. Dying to see the next film. Love these films. Love them so much. Now, I know Rian Johnson was supposed to be making a Star Wars trilogy. Rian, if you're listening, look, I say this as someone who really loves Last Jedi. I mean, like, you know, it's an amazing film. It's incredible, you know. But if you were to just go away and make Benoit Blanc films, from now, is it Benoit Blanc or Benoit Blanc? I think it's Benoit Blanc. Anyway, Benoit Blanc. Blanc. However you pronounce his last name. These films are so good. I love them so much. Oh, they're so good. I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was great. I thought it was a great film. Really funny. Fun. And that's the thing too. It's a great mystery every time. But also they're great characters. Very well written characters. Well, too. I just love them. So here's some more Fletch and Benoit Blanc films in future. Now, the other film I saw last year that I really liked an awful lot was Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. What a wonderful film. just wonderful. It's a shell with shoes on. And it's an amazing film. It's a triumph of a film, to be honest with you. It was an interesting film because the making of, which always does, but inspired the plot of the film as well too, because the two writers were in a relationship and they broke up, and that is an aspect of the film as well too. And I thought it was done in a very kind of healthy, kind of interesting way. I think it was just such a wonderful film. You deal with the Marcel and his grandmother and their relationship, and that the animation was great. Dealing with things like celebrity and all kinds of stuff, and it's just a wonderful film. If you haven't seen it, really do check it out. It's very, very good. It does deal with themes of loss in a lot of different ways. Not to give them any spoilers, but loss is a theme in the film, and just a really beautiful film. I really love this film an awful lot. Easily one of my favourites of not just last year, but of all time. I think it's easily up there. One of my favourite films of all time. It's a big list though. So but still, it is on the list of my favourite films, definitely. This one, I don't know, is it actually, it doesn't actually fit for last year. I mean, it's on the cusp because it was released in Christmas 2022, but it is, I'm going to add it here anyway, I don't care, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. It's Guillermo del Toro. It's Pinocchio. It's in stop motion. I mean. And you know what? I knew I was going to like it going into this. I knew I was going to like it. I didn't think I would be thinking about it for as long as I was afterwards. I was blown away by this film. I thought it was incredible. I thought it was just incredible. An incredible film. Just the things it was dealing with. Just the way it was done. I thought it was just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Just amazing. And once again, though, just like with Wrestle the Show with Susan, it deals with loss and just a beautiful film. I mean, with Guillermo del Toro, you kind of know what you're going to get. You're going to get it's going to be fantastical, magical, but with the darkness, of course. I love this. I just love everything Guillermo del Toro does. I think he's brilliant. And speaking of brilliant people and stop motion, gotta talk about this Phil Tippett's Mad God. Folks, this film is not for the faint of heart. This is definitely a hard 18s. It is very, very grim in a lot of ways. Do not for a second show this to kids. This is definitely, and even for some adults may find it a bit too much, but I thought this was Phil Tippett. If you don't know, Phil Tippett is a stop motion genius is a term thrown around a bit too much, but yeah, Phil Tippett's a genius. I mean, there's no way around it, he's a genius. You'd know his work. He's worked in things like, little films like Star Wars, Jurassic Park. He's worked in the worlds of stop motion, CGI, of course, working all kinds of films, doing all kinds of stuff for Tippett Studios, all kinds of stuff. He had a short film made, I think it was 20 years ago, he made a short little film. And that ruminated for a while with him. And it was in the works for a long time. And finally, he made it, Mad God. This film is just an astounding piece of work. Again, not for everyone. Definitely not for everyone. But if, like me, you're a fan of horror and stop motion, then this is an easy recommendation. I mean, you know, definitely check it out. I think it is just a remarkable film. Mad God. Incredible. Of course, the other two films then I saw that I really liked were, of course, Barbie. We love that. The big tonal shift there between Mad God and Barbie there. But Barbie, I thought, was just... I loved everything about Barbie. I liked the way the sets, I liked the costumes, I loved the casting was brilliant. Glad to see that they're adding casting as a category in the Oscars. It's about time, because sometimes that really is the key. You kind of go, I couldn't imagine anyone else playing this role. This is a, you always should have people go, remarkable piece of casting here, you know. And it's true for Barbie as well too. It's a great, great film. Writing, directing, just, I thought it was brilliant. I thought the musical numbers were outstanding. I thought it was just brilliant. You know, what it's supposed to have to be said about that film. Oppenheimer is just a triumph of a film. Just Cillian Murphy nails it completely. Just, it is a excellent performance. It is with the score, with the story, I thought it was excellent. Some people think it's a bit too long. I thought it was like trucking along. I thought every little second of it, I thought there wasn't a second wasted in it. I thought it was new, but that's just me. But yeah, there we go. I thought that was an excellent film. When costumes, I guess I spoke with that with Barbie. Costumes, I thought the set was... The set, I found out since, filmed sometimes on location of where the actual events happened. Which that was really, really interesting. That adds another layer to it. Oppenheimer, I think I'm going to watch again. Same with Barbie. Same with all these films, actually. I think a good film for... A good year for films, actually. A really good year for films. Films that I want to see, I haven't seen yet. Dune Part 2. Ferrari is another one that I really curious to see what Ferrari is like. There we go. Those are the films that I liked in the last 12 months. And some at the end there that I would like to see. Now, top of the show, I mentioned that I had an idea for a podcast. Now, I might do this as a podcast episode. Let me know what you think. A podcast where I help you get to sleep. Just me talking away as a nice tone. Just having a little chat with you. As you nod off to sleep. You know? Just nice and calm. No tricks. No weird loud noises. No sudden creepy voice or anything that I do. The third day I was thinking back to an episode I recorded where I was thinking like, gosh, if someone's fallen asleep listening to this, suddenly me doing a weird voice in the middle of this, a bit jarring. But no, just me talking away, helping you get to sleep. I don't know, I might give it a go because I am a big fan of those kind of podcasts. I do find those really nice and I really enjoy that kind of a podcast. But I wonder for the challenge of it. Wonder how good of a job I could do. I might do one. You might find it in your podcast feed one of these days. Just as a, you know, a irregular episode. A feed drop, as they call it. I'd pop one in every now and again. But let me know what you think about that. And that's about it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Folks, if you did enjoy yourself, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on places like Apple Podcasts. And you never know, I might just read out those reviews on a future episode of this show. So do leave those. And if you're not subscribed, what's holding you up? The podcast is available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search for The Michael Muto Show. Also available on YouTube Music and YouTube itself, because I know some people out there, they prefer to get their podcast via YouTube, so now it's available on YouTube as well. Well, once again, thank you so much for listening. This has been Michael Muto, your podcast pal. See you next time, folks.